Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 9th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Dharma, in the form of bull, asked, "Madam, are you not hale and hearty? Why are you covered with the shadow of grief? It appears by your face that you have become black. Are you suffering from some internal disease, or are you thinking of some relative who is away in the distant place?" Actually, the cows, when I was in New Vrindavan, our Kirtanand Maharaj purchased one cow without cup. Yes. That cow was actually crying, because the cup was taken away for slaughtering. It is not that they have no soul, they cannot understand, they have no feeling, but they are helpless. Everything is there. The butchers, the cow slaughterer, or their supporters, they say wrongly that the animal has no soul. This is a rascal philosophy. Why animal has no soul? The question is. Here Jamaraj is addressing the cow as Amba, mother. Why you are so unhappy? From your face it appears. Jamaraj was a foolish man, that he is addressing a cow as mother. This is civilization. It doesn't matter. One is appearing as a cow or a man or a dog or a demigod or a civilized man, uncivilized man, one who knows that the soul is there. Unless there is soul, how Jamaraj is asking the cow, it appears that you are very much bereaved. So what is the cause, mother, of your bereavement? So this culture, Jamaraj is asking an animal, mother, without any soul? No. Everyone has soul. The rascals, they do not know it. One has to become pandit. Pandita samadarshina. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said. So those who are actually learned, they know. They know that one may be a living entity, one may be a tree, one may be an animal, one may be a cow, one may be an elephant, one may be a learned Brahmin, scholar, one may be a chandala, untouchable. Everyone is a soul. Pandita samadhar. Hiddha vinaya sampanni brahmani gavi hastini suni cecha sapake cha pandita samadarshan. Pandita, one who is learned, he knows that all of them, animal, trees, plants, or human being, or demigods, everyone is the spirit soul. Now, they are simply encased in different bodies according to different causes. The soul, part and parcel of God, wanted to imitate God's supremacy and they want to enjoy, but in the spiritual world, there cannot be second enjoyer. The only enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktaram sarvajagyanam sarvalo. He is the supreme proprietor, supreme being. In the dictionary you will find the supreme being. Supreme being means nobody can be equal to him, nobody can be greater than him. That is means supreme. So how one can become an imitator of Krishna? That is not possible. That imitation is possible here in this material, because they are all rascals. So one rascal may claim that I am God. Imitation. But as soon as he claims like that, any intelligent man knows that he is a rascal. That very assertion will establish that he is a rascal. Nobody can be God. God is one. And religion is also one. If God is one, then how religion can be different? There is a state law. If the state is one, the law is also everyone. Now the ordinary law, just like keep to the right. If somebody says, no, this is Christian law, a Hindu law, keep to the left, will it be accepted? If I say I am Hindu, I am coming from India, my law is keep to the left. In India, the same thing, keep to the left. And many other countries also. So here, because all these laws are made by rascals, in some country, keep to the left, some country, keep to the right. And which is correct, that is unknown. That is unknown. Therefore, for the foolish person, this is Hindu religion, this is Christian religion, and this is Mohammedan religion. Religion is what? How it can be Hindu religion, Hindu Christian religion? No. Religion is one. God is one. Therefore, religion is one. Because religion means the law or the order given by God. That is religion. Simple definition. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya, mamekam saranam. That mamekam saranam vaja, surrender unto me, that is religion. So one has to surrender. Either he is a Hindu or a Christian or Mohammedan, he has to surrender. That is religion. One cannot say that because you are professing Christian religion, we haven't got to surrender to God. Will anybody say? Will any Christian will say like that? Or any Hindu will say like that? Or any Mohammedan will say like that? No. Everyone has to surrender to God. That is religion. Therefore in the Bhagavad you will find the verse, sabai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radho khaji. That is first class religion, which is teaching the followers to understand the Supreme. The Supreme I cannot see. You cannot see, therefore Supreme's name, another name is Adhokhaja, beyond the perception of your experimental knowledge. That is called Adhokhaja. Adhakrita Akhaja Jnanam Yatra. By your experimental knowledge, you cannot understand. The same thing. That if you say, I do not see the President of the United States, therefore, I do not believe this law. Keep to the left. No. If you don't believe, that is your business. But as soon as you violate this law, immediately you are under prison. You have seen the President or not seen, it doesn't matter. The law will act. Similarly, you believe in God or do not believe in God, it doesn't matter. the God's order, the God's law will work on. And for this purpose, the material energy is there. So here it is said, Jamaraj is inquiring the cow because he is very much threatened by the butcher. The butcher was ready to kill and she was trembling. So Jamaraj is asking, Kachit Bhadri, Anamayam, Atmanaste. It's like we ask some friend or relative that I think you are all right. The same thing is being inquired. Why you are appearing so much bereaved? What is the cause? Alakshay, it appears that you are within, very sorry. Alakshay, Bhavutim, Anturadhi. Some distress within yourself. Dure bandham socha. See, because in this material world, we are always distressed. It is not that we are happy. There is an illusion. That is not fact. We are always distressed. So, there are three kinds of distresses, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. Here it is inquired that bhavatim antaradhi, adhi, and antara means within the body or within the mind. So are you suffering some pains on account of your body or mind? This is called adhyatik. Adhyatik means the body. The body and the mind. That is called adhibhautik sufferings offered by other living entities. And adhidaivik. Adhidaivik means sufferings offered by the demigods. Just like famine, pestilence, earthquake, you have no hand. You may be very big, big scientist. But when he is trembling of the earth, God save us, God save us, God save us. Even that is Sputnik, our scientist, very scientist. What is that? Sputnik? Asking God's help? Yes. What is the story? You can a little explain. When they are in danger, they pray to God for safe and sound. But when they go to the moon planet, we are scientists. Just see how much fool is there. When they go to the moon planet, at that time, God give us permission, we may go. No, we are scientists. We don't care for God. But when they are in danger, God save us. Just see what kind of scientist they are. This is practical. I am very glad that our Dr. Sanuk Damodar has mentioned this in his book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. So, that is the fact. And there is a version of Tulsidas in Hindi. It is said, Sukse sab hari bhaje. Dukse sab hari bhaje. Sukse bhaje koi. Or, Sukse agar hari bhaje, to duk kaha se hoi. It is very nice instruction. The instruction is that when one is distressed, everyone remembers God. Dukse sab hari bhaje, sab mane all. At that time, just like in the last war, second last war, when everything was in danger, Mr. Churchill started this movement B, and they were all going to churches. The situation was very grave. And in Germany especially, because war was going on very severely, so there was no men. So all the women, they went to the church and pray God. Somebody, woman means husband, son or father, prayed, let my father come back, or let my husband come back, or my son. But nobody came back. So they became atheists. This is the version of my one German God brother, friend. So he said that all of them became atheists. Why? That they prayed so much to get back their husband or son or father, nobody came back, then there is no God. This is their conclusion. That means God is our order supplier. God is our servant, just like ask my servant or my disciple to do this, and he must do it. We cannot accept God like that. God is neither going to be your servant. So those who are going to religious life, making God as their servant, they will fail you. You must approach God as master. You should become servant. The so-called religion is, they accept God as their order supplier servant. I must pray to God. Whenever there is some inconvenience, I must pray, or I not must. At that time I shall pray, and then I shall finish that prayer, and God must supply. If God does not supply, then there is no God. This is general attitude. But that should not be dharma. Real religion is, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya māma kīṅkha. First of all, surrender. Then talk of mercy and this or that. Also, although God is very merciful, those who are simply asking from God, not prepared to give anything, God is merciful even though He, therefore, He has given this fee. All right. If you want to become another God or competitor of me, you live in this material world and begin your life as Brahma. I give you the first-class chance. And then gradually you become the one of these two. This is called karma kandya. First of all, we get a very opportunity. Just like you Americans, you have got good opportunity. I have several times mentioned that you have wealth, you have got education, you have got beauty, janmaisajya, and heritage also. People outside your country, they know, oh, he's American, he's very advanced. You have got respect. So this is due to pious life. If one is pious, he gets all this opportunity. Janma is ajasuta sri. This is, janma means to get birth in high family, aristocratic family, or to become the members of a big nation. This is called janma. Janma means birth. And oishajya, opulence, money. Janma isajya suta, oishajya and suta. Suta means education. And sri means beauty. These four things are outcome of previous pious life. So you have got this opportunity. You have got. Now you utilize these assets of life. Nice birth, opulence, beauty, education for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you take the chance of Brahma and then go to become the one of His true. The law of karma is like that. So one who is opulent in this life, they should be very much careful that by the grace of God, I have got this opportunity. Now, the opportunity should be utilized to advance in Krishna consciousness, means to understand Krishna. That is advance. If anyone understands Krishna, then Krishna, you are the greatest. God is great. We have heard so many times from so many people, but what is God, we did not know. Now we understand that Krishna. So if you engage yourself simply to Krishna consciousness, simply by thinking of Krishna, then your life is successful. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.